Hi
Hey
everyone.
everyone, welcome back to Muslimish. Episode 2, and we're excited to announce that Aziza is finally back with us. Yeah.
How have you guys been?
Okay.
I've been good. Like, generally, like, with school, it's been stressing me out a lot, though. But I've been good this past week. I don't know about the other weeks, though.
Yeah. This week for me has been like not really stressful, but it's just been boring, and yeah, nothing too bad, nothing too good. How about you, Aziza?
I had school this whole week, but yeah, it was really fun. I enjoyed this week, honestly, in my opinion. But yeah, next week we have Monday off because of Labor Day, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, the reasons was canceled for Wednesday, so
only
we
US
don't
history. Like,
yeah,
I'm not even. Oh my god.
Yeah, but we still have to go to school now. So sadly.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Do you guys end school?
The 26th.
June 27th.
Oh, the 27th.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, we're ending school here early. We're ending school like on the 6th.
That's not fair. That's literally like next week.
Yeah, but we start school like September, so.
Yeah, but still.
We just start.
Okay, but let's get started.
Okay. This week's episode, we're going to talk about mental health. As you guys know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We want to dedicate this episode to talk about how mental health affects us and others. As everyone knows, staying healthy physically is important, but we often forget to take care of our mentality as well. In this episode, Muslimish will open their hearts out to their listeners and express their mental health in ways to keep control, even when they are at their lowest. In addition to methods to combat mental health, we hope this episode helps you and remember you're never alone.
Before we speak on exactly Mental Health Awareness Month, never mind.
Aziza, can you
restart that?
Nah, because Umu, you dead wrote something wrong.
No, I didn't. Before we speak
on what mental health awareness.
That's not what it says.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. You read books, but you don't know how to read that. Whatever. Aziza, go read. Go read.
There is literally a freaking comma between the is and we. Just to let you know. Okay.
Okay. I didn't ask you, Grandma. just
no,
speak.
Right, that's mad. Like, what?
Can you just go? Just go. Maybe then you should write
Can
the script next time.
Can you make it sound less scripted, too?
I'm not making it sound.
No,
know what?
You read that.
Mary,
like you
Aziza,
whole
Aziza, can you please read? I mean, go. Just go. Read. Do
okay,
whatever
okay.
you want to read.
Okay. Before we speak on what mental health. So before we speak on what Mental Health Awareness Month is, we want to talk a little about our mental states currently. So I'll be starting with that. And okay, so my mental health lately, it has not been the best for the last few months, actually. But what I would say is that I found a source to bring back positivity into my life and to charge my mental healthness for my mental health for like the next few days, and yeah, I would probably say that charge or like that person that helped me like feel better was probably my stepmom. Because whenever I felt down or I was overthinking, I would go up to her and I would let her know. And she makes time for me. And we talk about how I'm feeling. She helps me organize my thoughts and just become in a better mood, generally. So, yeah.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah. I know. She's the best. I love her.
Well, for me, my mental state has been more like I've been just so stressed, I guess, because with school coming up, like finals, and then there's some stuff at home going on, and then I'm about to move. So, like, everything is like jumbled up together, and it's just stressing me out a lot. And, like, this week, I had like a bad turn in a relationship I had. So, that was amazing. But. Why did you just gasp? But like, it
genuinely,
Yeah, but it's just been stressing me out so much. But I guess that's just how life is. But I guess besides that, I'm like, this weekend, I'm taking time off for myself. So lately, I haven't, like, ever since Friday, I haven't really texted anyone that much because I just felt like being alone, you know, and watching Criminal Minds. But yeah, Criminal Minds solves everything.
For Miriam and I, it's Stranger Things, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the new season came out. I refuse to watch that show. I'm sorry. Yeah, it whatever, just seems boring. Whatever.
No. It's my turn to speak. Okay,
go.
Yeah, my mental health, a lot of it is just stress, like school stress, because, like, the regents are coming up, and I'm not stressed about a lot of regents, mostly just my chemistry, and I feel like I just, like, when my mental health gets really bad, I just try my best to, like, ignore it completely. And I feel like that's really bad for me because now that I've been ignoring, like, chemistry and stuff, it's like, bro, like, I still have to study and all of that. So, and it's coming in, like, 2-3 weeks. So I really need to start focusing on that. And also, my mental health hasn't been the best lately just because I feel like I've been pushing myself away from people. But at the same time, it's like, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on, mental health is often a topic that goes really disregarded in immigrant households. And we want to talk about how sometimes culture affects mental health. And we also want to reiterate the fact that culture and Islam are two different things. And we don't want anybody feeling like Islam is the reason why your mental health is so bad. Because a lot of the time, it has nothing to do with the religion, but a lot to do with culture. Moving on, mental health is often a topic that goes disregarded in immigrant households, and a lot of the time, culture could be a big, like, impact on your mental health, but we also want to reiterate the fact that Islam and culture are two different things, so a lot of the time, you might think that it's Islam, which is the reason, Islam is the reason why your mental health is so bad, but a lot of the time, that's not true, and it really just is your culture or your household.
Yeah, and speaking up more on that, I know, like, from experience, like, the ways culture can, like, affect our mental health. And, like, I've heard, like, people say that it's Islam, but it's not really Islam. It's just culture and the traditions and the stuff that come with it. Because, you know, Islam's been around for a long time, but still have, like, traditions, you know? So they just intermingle, I guess. And even, like, not only Islam, but, like, just other religions as well. Like, people often, like, they put culture and religion together. And it just, like, it just messes with us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also feel like I had experience with that. But I feel like I didn't have as much experience. You guys probably have more experience with that. But from what I've experienced, I said experienced a lot, but anyway.
A lot of the time,
in religion, is that culture sometimes has expectations, especially for girls. They have just cannot be reached. While Islam, or like religion in general, it has like expectations where it's supposed to be reached. Like, every girl can achieve. Yeah. So, for example, like, in Islam, girls are supposed to, like, dress modestly, right? Every girl could dress modestly. But sometimes... Actually, no. That's not a good example.
No, you could say... No, it's a good... Because, like, for example, like, one specific culture where, like, their traditional clothing is usually immodest. But people say, it's culture, so I have to, like, dress this way when you could just dress modestly, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? In Egypt, I would just like to share that out. In Egypt, in weddings, some women, not all women, like some not too religious women, right? They end up taking off their hijab and, like, wearing very, very revealing dresses to the wedding. as if it's like normal, right? But it's just like part of our culture. Like in our culture, it's okay to do that, to like take off your hijab and dress immodestly if there's a wedding. But the day after, you put on your hijab again and resume wearing the hijab as if you just like did not do it the day before.
Yeah. Even in like not just like Egyptian, like, you know, weddings, but like weddings in general, like West Africa, like especially like Guinean societies, they always do that. But like using that, like, also it shows how like traditions and Islam are often like intermixed. So
yeah. And then okay, so I feel like they use that excuse more on younger kids, because younger kids don't between culture and religion yet, right? So if they do something wrong, they tell them, oh, that's haram, but it's really not haram. You're like teaching the child something wrong.
And so with that, because also, you know, like in Islam, it's recommended to like, you know, fight against them, be like, oh my god, you should be a better Muslim. If you were a better Muslim, you wouldn't go through like depression or, you know, etc. So definitely culture plays a big part on like our mental health being. And like with that, like there's like this myth or hoax that depression, like mental health isn't real, you know? Like if you say you're depressed, they'll be like, no, you're not. You're not.
Yeah, you're just like sad. Like you're gonna get over it, get over it. And it's just very like not okay. I find that really crazy, because like they created this image about mental health and therapists and psychiatrists.
Yeah, like,
and you're just automatically like crazy.
Yeah, a lot of like immigrant households in general, they just directly correlate mental illness with crazy, and it's like they need to just get rid of that ideology, because it's like, just because you're sad or you're anxious or stuff like that does not make you crazy. Like, I don't know where that first started or where they got the idea that mental illness just means you're crazy. But I feel like it's just a big portion in a lot of immigrants' lives, because your parents are supposed to be one of the main sources you go to if you're like feeling this type of way. But for us immigrants, it's like really hard to reach out to your parents when they don't even believe in the stuff that you're trying to tell them.
Yeah, and I also think this correlates with like westernization, because like in the West, like America and like the UK and stuff, you'll hear people like recommending therapy, you know, and like drugs to like help with like cope with mental health and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like you won't really see that in like more like the other world and like traditional worlds, because also like it has to do with that, you know, like Americans, like there's this like thing that your white people go through mental health more, and the media, like whenever they do something, oh, it's mental health, you know. Yeah. And when it's us, it's like, especially us Muslims, oh, it was a terrorism, you know. So I think that also correlates with like also with media and just in general, like cultures, like societies and how they cope with like stuff like this, you know, issues. So definitely in Africa, mental health isn't like a big issue. So I guess that's why it isn't talked about. And even when it is, you're not considered mentally unhealthy, you know?
I mean, yeah, I think there actually is like a lot of mentally unstable people in Africa. But because like,
all the stuff, right?
Like, not even like, it gets so bad to the point where like these people are like actually like really mentally like unstable. But it's like, who could they talk to? Because everybody they go talk to, they're just either gonna call them crazy or say that they're lying. So that's a real problem, even with like our generation. Because even now, like if somebody was to tell you, oh, go to therapy, they always think there's a negative connotation behind that, and it's always like, oh, I don't need therapy, because, you know, like therapies for crazy people or stuff like that. But we really need to like get rid of that mindset, because therapy is just there to help you. Like, you don't have to be crazy to go to therapy.
Yeah, I feel like in Africa in general, since Islam is like one of the biggest religions like in Africa, that's probably why most people in Africa are still alive, since like suicide is haram.
Right, girl.
No.
No, but like,
no, not even gonna lie, it's like, actually no, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, no, because you know, this day, a lot of like this generation, a lot of people are suicidal, like they get suicidal thoughts and they get like major anxiety, depression, you know, etc. And I've, especially after quarantine, because I feel like my mental health started like depleting during quarantine. Not for everyone, but like for most people, because you know, you're finally like alone and you have to start thinking about stuff, you know?
Just alone with your thoughts.
Yeah. And people are like, yeah, people start losing like their mind, or like you're losing relationships and people and bonds that like help support you and keep you happy. So definitely, I think the mental health is a major thing, especially with our generation and the generations before, as in immigrant households, not like, you know, Western like people, but in immigrant households, they need to like start accepting that mental health doesn't always mean negative. Mental health is never negative. It's not our fault that our mental health is like this, and we need support to like go through this, you know? And if we don't have that support, it's gonna get worse. Yeah. And they don't wanna accept that.
Yeah. I don't know why it's so hard for them to understand the concept of mental health. Like, it's literally like chemical imbalances. Like, you can't prove that it's fake. I don't know what they'd be trying to prove.
Yeah.
No, this is why I'm dying, bro.
It's literally like depression is literally a chemical imbalance.
No, she's right. No. She's right. It's science.
It's science. Yeah. Like, there's no reason to say it's fake.
But also with that, the fact that, like, it's science, it's also with, like, Islam, you know, people don't. But, you know, in Islam, it's actually pretty, like, talked about, I'm pretty sure, in the Quran, right? That, like, I actually watched this video, and it was talking about how people often feel like, oh, we shouldn't be talking about our feelings, right? You know? Yeah. And like, this is like through Muslim, like, not like Muslim, but like, you know, cultures that practice Islam. And they're saying that we shouldn't be talking about our mental health, or like if we're sad and stuff, which is really untrue. We should be, because, and like, also when back to what I said, when did people be like, oh, you should be closer to God? How are you supposed to like fix your mental health when you're struggling to believe in a God, you know? Yeah. I'm like, and somebody is forcing you to go pray. I feel like people should pray because they believe in Allah, you know? And people should pray. If they, you can't force someone to practice a religion they don't understand or like believe in, you know? Because once you say that Shahada, you believe in the Prophet and Allah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
wait, why are you such a head that like that? That's
wait, what?
She was like Shahada.
Girl.
But no, she's true. Like, you have to find yourself before you truly find Islam. And that's a big part like of mental health, because you can't be finding yourself if you're constantly sad, constantly like all of this stuff, and then constantly be having people telling you, oh, you just need to get closer to Allah, or you just need to pray. Like, you need to find yourself before you're fully stable and start doing all those things.
Yeah, definitely.
No.
And
something. Okay, so I want to add on something. So yeah, especially when you're born Muslim already, I believe that, okay, so not many people
talk to their day to explain to their children
about Islam, right? Like, they're just like, oh, you're a Muslim, you need to pray, you need to fast, you need to do this and that, but they don't take the time to explain. And yeah, I grew up like that. So, I grew up like that, and I grew up confused. I was like, okay, so this is what I have to do. I felt like as if it's a chore, right?
Yeah, like an obligation.
I realized that recently, realized that recently, and I've been actually doing more research and watching like more like videos about that, right? And I feel like I've gotten closer to Allah just by like researching more and understanding what Islam is and why I'm supposed to do this stuff. And yeah, I believe you guys should also do that, just to understand what Islam is.
Yeah, you know, actually, I went through this, like, as Maryam said, I took Islam as a chore. Like, I made it into a chore because I was never really taught what Islam is. You go to Arabic school, like, but also, like, as I was saying, like, also when living in the Western society, Islamic school didn't really teach me anything Islamic. It taught me how to read Quran, you know, but also connecting, like, you know, I hear, like, I'm listening to more Islamic podcasts and stuff, and I'm hearing, like, how their mental health was actually terrible, and that learning about Islam generally, like, not from people's point perspective, but, like, from their own perspective, like, actually understanding what the verses are of the Quran, it has helped them, like, go through their, like, mental state and stuff, and, like, I feel like that would be, like, important to, like, us Muslims, because learning from being raised Muslim doesn't, for me, it hasn't really taught me anything about being, like, Muslim, except the basic, right? It taught me more about, like, how sinning and stuff is, like, it's not okay, but what really is sinning, you know? Because they're intermingling that with, like, culture. So is it really sinning, or is it just, like, what you think or what your tradition says, you know? Mm-hmm. So definitely, yeah, that has affected my mental health, you know.
That's really true. Wait, I don't even know what to say.
Okay, we have to move on. Since it's like, obviously, since this episode is about mental health, we want to bring awareness to a few mental health disorders that we think are like really popular, not popular, but the most common amongst mental health disorders.
Yeah.
Oh, especially in the Western, like, culture.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just Western. I think it's everyone. Yeah. Like,
okay. Nah. Okay.
But anyways, one of them that we want to talk about is anxiety. And for people that don't know what anxiety is, it's the intense, excessive, and persistent worry and fear about everyday situations. Anxiety is caused by stressful situations such as, like, public speaking or, like, ordering off a McDonald's line, you know, that's just basic anxiety, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone gets anxious, but we shouldn't label ourselves as people who have anxiety if we aren't, like, checked out with it. But if you feel like you've been anxious a lot lately and, like, it's affecting your everyday mood, like your life and stuff that you do daily, then you should definitely, like, talk to someone. And even if you can't afford a therapist, I feel like going to your, like, doctor, they can, like, help you, you know, with resources. And even online, there's stuff online now to help with, like, mental health. But yeah.
And the second mental health disorder that we're going to be talking about is depression. So basically what depression is feeling persistently depressed or, like, feeling sad all the time. So, and, okay, that doesn't mean, like, if you're sad for one day and then, like, the next year happy. No, it's, like, when you're feeling sad over, like, a few days. And most of the time, it's, like, just out of nowhere. So it's not caused by something. And
yeah, I just want to add on. Depression as well can, like, affect your everyday life. So if you're, like, and you can, like, lose interest in stuff. So just remember, you can also talk to someone about it if you're, like, feeling, like, moody. Like, you know, your mood shifting to, like, sadness and stuff.
Literally, if you don't even got anyone to talk to, literally just text us on Instagram. I will literally
talk to you. Or on our Discord.
On our Discord, yeah. Don't forget to join that.
Yeah. Moving on to the last disorder we're going to talk about, which is bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is a disorder associated with episodes of mood swings ranging from depressive lows to manic highs. And if you're ever feeling like really happy for certain periods of time, and then all of a sudden nothing specific happens to change your mood, but you're just like, you just feel so sad and stuff like that, you really should get it checked out, because a lot of these disorders, a lot of people have them but just have no idea. So you really should go try to check it out, like Umu said, with your doctor. Like, when they give you those forms that ask you about how you're feeling and stuff like that, fill it out truthfully, no matter what your parents say. Because if you truly feel like you need the help, then you need to fill those things out truthfully, because it could get you the help that you don't even know that you need.
Girl, they be like, say no to everything. Oh, you're not, like, no. They be like, no.
Literally. Yeah, but don't. Like,
right? No, my mom.
That's what you feel. But I think
my mom, she used to tell me. My mom, she used to tell me, fill everything no. Like, literally put everything no, because if you don't, they will take you away from me. You're yes, not ever exactly. going to see me ever again. And that's, I used to get scared.
They're not taking you away. No, because, exactly. You know, literally, one time I almost pressed yes, right? And I think my mom was sitting next to me, and she saw me, like, move my hand to the yes boxes. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, it was a mistake. I meant to say no. But, you know, it's just so scary, like, filling that form out. But, you know, if you're 14 and older, you can literally tell your parents to step out the room. And that's what I'm going to, like, I started doing that, and I felt more comfortable with my doctor. Just tell your parents to wait outside. They literally have no right to sit inside. You can, like, stay with your doctor. Like, doctor-patient confidentiality, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't let your parents, like, I'm so sorry, but do not let your parents control that, because you will end up suffering.
Yeah.
They don't understand what we're going through sometimes. And sometimes you just need that, like, help. Like, you just need someone to talk to.
And moving on, we're going to talk about ways to help your mental health. Like, look after your mental health, you know. And moving on, we're going to talk about ways to look after your mental health. And the first one is talk about your feelings. Trust me, talking about your feelings are so helpful. I'm usually like a closed off person, kind of. So I don't really like talking about my feelings. But whenever I do, it feels so nice, you know. Like,
it feels good.
Yeah, it feels good. You just need that sometimes. And if you don't have anyone to talk to, our DMs are always open.
So. Literally. And I feel like, I'm sorry, I need to add on this.
Yeah.
If you feel like they don't care, or you feel like you're going to ruin someone's mood by talking to them, literally don't even feel that way. Because I used to feel that way, but I now realize that people that I talk to, they actually genuinely care about me. And it doesn't matter if, like, I don't even know what to say, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Just some people are like actually genuinely care about you.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if they're like in a good or a bad mood, they're going to listen to you and they're going to make you feel better no matter what.
Also, like, I've seen videos of people who don't really have anybody to talk to. They sometimes just like record themselves and just talk. And I feel like that's better than nothing, because at least you're getting the feelings out. Like, it's better to get what you need to say out instead of leaving it in, because you'll just feel better about it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Moving on. Journaling.
Oh. Even journaling. Like I remember I was at my lowest this one day, and I decided I'm gonna write this out. I wrote it out. I felt so much better. So yeah,
that's so true. Moving on to the second way to help your mental health. Be eating well and maintaining your health, since sometimes, for example, when you have like, when you're feeling depressed, sometimes you just don't feel like eating or like doing anything, and that would definitely like worsen your mood and make you feel like worse. So I would say get up and like eat something and go outside for a walk, go to the gym, go do something like active outside of your house, And trust me, you will feel better.
Yeah. And like people, for those people that like don't like are introverted? Yeah, mm-hmm. are introverts and prefer like staying in their room, just like me. Just like do yoga or something, like stuff you can do in your room, you know.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to the next. Keep in touch with people. Like I stated this in like the very beginning that I feel like I'm pushing myself away from people. But honestly, like, just keep in touch with the people that you think truly care for you, because you're always gonna need someone there. Like, you're always gonna need someone to talk to. So, like, truly, don't try to push yourself away from anybody. Just make sure that you're talking to the people that you love and that care for you, because it's always better than nobody being there for you at all.
And once again, if you do not have anyone to talk to, literally text us. On Discord or on Instagram, we literally have your back. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I was looking at my feet and I forgot it's my turn.
What?
Oh, what? You better cut that out, bro.
I was looking at my henna on my feet and I was like, I need to like change this. But all right. Anyways, ask for help. Don't feel like you don't have anyone to talk to, or like someone out there cares for you, you know? And asking for help is generally like really important, because some people tend to like not ask for help because they feel like, oh my God, I'm being so annoying, blah, 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 blah. But you're truly not. Like, there's people who care for you, and just remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And next part is, or next way is to take a break. Because sometimes, especially like during the school year, we stress ourselves out and we tend to overwork ourselves, mm-hmm. and only focus about our grades, and oh, my grade is dropping, I need to do extra work, and you like just overestimate yourself and you put too much work, and sometimes that drops your like self-esteem. Because you mm-hmm. think you're going to be able to get all that done, right? And you have this high expectation for yourself, but then you don't end up doing, like, all of it. And then you feel bad about yourself. And besides that, you feel stressed. So I would just recommend taking, like, time off and focusing on your mental health. And, like, talking to someone or just going outside, as I said, like for a walk or something, mm-hmm. that sometimes just like releases some of the stress off of your shoulders. Also, if that's listening to music also, because for me it's listening to music and like going outside. Yeah, do that and like just feel better.
Mm-hmm. Mind is watching Criminal Minds.
Okay. Last piece of advice that we have is to surround yourself with good people. Just make sure that the people around you aren't the people who are affecting your mental health, because a lot of the time those are the main people who affect it the most. So make sure you're around people who actually make you happy, and also make sure you're around people who remind you of Allah, because I said this before, but you have to surround yourself with people who would remind you to say the Shahada before you die. Because
you have to girl, you got that it. From that TikTok I sent you.
What TikTok did you send me?
I sent you a TikTok that said the exact same thing.
Oh.
No, I saw this a long, long time ago.
Okay.
I saw this a long, long time ago. But that were. And, yeah, just, like, have those people around you, because those are your truest friends at the end of the day. Like, you guys, like, if I was to ever go to Jahannam and y'all don't call my name, there's gonna be a problem. There's gonna be a problem when I see
no,
you
don't
again.
Worry, I got you.
But yeah,
I got you.
I got your back.
Mm-hmm, don't yes, worry about
it. I got your back, bro.
Have friends around you that you know support you, care for you, and yeah, that you could talk to.
Bro, I swear that's like the most important thing. Like, mm-hmm. in a relationship, yeah. that is the most important thing.
You know what to get away from is sometimes your parents. So, like, take time for yourself and just, like, isolate yourself for a bit.
Yeah.
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 So
but that's the end, guys.
Yeah. So
yeah, pretty much.
We hope this episode helps you, especially those people out there who really need it, and especially to our immigrant kids who have to deal with like the non-existent mental health
problems, yeah, they know? Strong.
Yeah. Yeah. And we hope, okay, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, and we're gonna post, we post like daily, we try to we try to post on our story daily.
We do not post daily.
Yes, okay, you know what just follow us, guys. We're gonna post updates there, and we're gonna try to post updates on our Discord too, so you guys should join that. Mm-hmm. And if once again, if you guys have anything you want to talk to us about, like regarding your mental health, just send us a quick DM. Mm-hmm. There's three of us, so unless we don't put our name, then it's all three of us replying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll put our name because that's gonna be mad confusing.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much.
See you on the next episode.
Bye.
And have a great day.
Bye.